I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, as in the past 2 months, the meeting is available to the public on the posted Zoom website, which you can reach at the town website or on the front of the building. Or that should cover that. And we'll follow the same format as we have the previous 2 months. We'll visit the previous monthly meeting minutes. Any comments, motions? Any comments on that?
We have some comments. We've already discussed about bringing them up if you want.
Under the highway, the second paragraph, training is done for the year. It's not necessarily done so that people, the public can understand that.
Training has been postponed due to the COVID.
Right.
Okay. And then training, after that, superintendents have been given their knowledge. Next sentence, Rick Stoll, Councilman Stoll stated that Nimer would also do some training. That's coming up on webinar, right?
Yep.
We'll discuss that too later. And that I would get a form for Mr. Bennett.
Document when training is
completed. To document when training is completed. Yeah. Now, I got an A form, but this is not, I'll show this to you. This is not what really I want to get. I'm going to make something different. Okay. A little bit.
And then in D, at the end of the sentence, that's going to be for next year.
Yeah. Oh, the tree, yeah.
The CHIPS money plus
the
a little
CHIPS money
for next year.
Yes. That's 2021 budget, maybe. But other than those additions or revisions, I have no problem with the minutes. Anybody else? Problem with minutes? And motion to accept.
Motion.
Second.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't get any information from Herb. I don't know. Did he join us, Paul?
He is here.
Okay.
Oh, Herb's here.
Hey, Herb, if you want to go ahead with your report.
All right, well, good evening. Everybody hear me all right?
Yep.
Sound good, Herb.
All right. Got a couple things here. On Thursday, we're going to be meeting back in Oswego for the first time in about three meetings. So we're going back to almost normal. And we have a 7 o'clock meeting on Thursday this week. And I'll give you some quick numbers as far as testing is going. On as of June 8th, we tested 9,286 people. And there was 111 positive cases. And the positive cases that have recovered are 98. So far, we've had 3 deaths. And the positive cases that are active right now, we've got 10 people. So the negative results of the cases was 9,047. And the people in mandatory isolation / quarantine is 47. And that's that was all of as of June 8th of this week. And also on June 11th, they're going to have a drive-through testing in Plaski at the high school between 10 a.m. and 3:45 p.m. It's a Sunny Upstate Mobile Unit. It's a vehicle. They supply the vehicle. And it said, please, if you got a, there's a number here. I'll give you the number, for appointments only, it'd be 315-464-2582. And it says, please have your insurance information available when you call. Those without insurance will not be turned away. So it should be no cost to the patient. And that's going to be at Palatchai High School. If you, I've talked to the people who've been through these drive-through. They're very efficient. They go pretty fast. Oh, something happened here. You still there?
Yep.
I lost something here. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Still sound okay. Good, Herb.
Okay. I don't know what happened here. And also, there's, as far as the county transportation and the public transportation, the route up 13, which serves Fulton, Mexico, Port Ontario, Plaskey, Sandy Creek, Richland, Altmyer, and Williamstown, will resume a fixed route services associated with fare collection on Monday, June 15th. Bus and vans will run Monday through Friday. And so there's a schedule here. I'll get it to the town supervisor or drop it off to the town clerk, these paperwork. And I also got information here about the outside dining, which allows the local restaurants and bars to have outdoor seating arrangements. The state has received extensive guidelines for the following. Tables must be 6 feet apart. All staff must wear face covering, and customers must wear face covering when they're not seated. Approximately 10 people can sit at a table, mainly family members. There's also information on the barbershops and hair salons, and there's quite a few guidelines, and there's a number there. If you don't have all the information, then you can call that number, and they'll set you up. Oh, I'll get this paperwork to you, Mike, as soon as I can.
Okay.
Is there anybody going to be in the office like tomorrow or Friday?
Yes, Amy will be here.
Okay. Well, I'll get it down there.
Thank you.
Okay. That's about all I got for tonight.
Okay. Any questions for Herb?
No.
Okay. We had a meeting, a supervisor's meeting and a mayor's meeting with the county the other night. And basically talking about what they're doing to reserve money, try to reduce the fiscal impact of this COVID. The county has reduced expenses by $11.7 million. Unfortunately, the revenues so far have been reduced by $13.3 million. The AIM and the hospitals have been reduced by $900,000, and New York State is still threatening a 20 to 50% reduction in funding to the county, which would result in a $16.3 million loss. The paving plan is a third less than normal, and CHIPS money is potentially facing at least a 20% reduction. One town asked about setting up escrow with the county for paving. In other words, they would pay ahead for what they wanted done to make sure that they got done what they wanted to do since they have extra money. They were going to check into that as a possibility. I think that's kind of risky because you never know. The county hasn't even decided what they're going to do for sure yet. So to take that risk of putting your money out there, I don't think is a good idea.
I agree.
A question was asked about Camp Zerbe, and that will be opened up in phase four if everything goes along the way they hope it will. And that's what I learned from that meeting with the supervisors.
Oh, yeah. State income tax, taking a lot less sales tax. So they don't have it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Thanks, Herb. We'll move on to, do you have something else? Okay. Paul, we'll move on to your report if you're available.
Yes, I am. I have a copy of my report emailed to you and Amy. I had it ready earlier, and then I did some rushing around today, and I didn't get it emailed off to you until just now, but you should have it in your inboxes now.
Okay.
And Amy, if you want to distribute it to the printed copies to the other councilmen, that would be most welcome. My report is we're still under New York pause. There are still meeting size restrictions of no more than 10, but since phase one of reopening started for our region, I can now travel for work, which is a welcome progress. The governor's executive order allowing non-in-person meetings via means such as Zoom has been extended until June 27th, and that's how we're doing tonight's meeting. The Tug Hill Commission offices have reopened consistent with the 50% staffing level permitted under the current phase of regional reopening. We're on a schedule with Watertown-based staff where at any given time, half of the staff is in the Watertown office and half is still working from home, and they rotate those. Our reopening approach includes physical distancing and masks and sanitizing and everything else we're seeing in other contexts. Since we're now free to work, travel for work, Tug Hill staff is now once again available for any meetings of 10 or less attending. The Tug Hill Commission will be meeting via teleconference. Their next meeting is Monday, June 15th, next Monday at 10 a.m. You can get to that meeting via the information that's in the email that I sent you, or if you go to the Tug Hill website, the information is there, and you can dial into it via computer or by phone, just like this meeting tonight. The Tug Hill Commission is having a teleconference on justice court solutions for small towns and villages on Thursday, June 18th from 10:30 a.m. until noon. We're requesting pre-registration. And again, the information on that is up at the Tug Hill website. There are multiple options available to municipalities for shared services and justice courts, and they'll be talking about that. Finally, one of the things that brought me by your municipal building today was I was making the rounds, dropping off copies of the new Tug Hill Region Recreation Guide, and I tied them to the door handle on the front of the building. So hopefully you found them. I left them labeled. And yep. I saw where a representative from Assemblyman Barkley's office had also dropped off a couple gallons of hand sanitizer. So that was good to see.
That's
all I have for you for tonight.
Thank you, Paul. Any questions? Nope. Thank you for hosting this thing again, by the way. And
happy I know to be I said
it last month, and I'm going to say it again. I hope it's the last time, and we can get back to normal here pretty quick.
I understand. I'd be happy to see you in person.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we'll move on to the highway superintendent, Ted.
All right. We had an emergency pipe over here on the dead end on Mill Street there that one had washed out underneath because of the beaver. Just like we had said before, that this guy, he didn't want us touching it. He always really does give us a hard time every time we do monkey around there. But it finally did eat underneath it. So
where's that, Ted?
Right over here on the dead end, across from Fields is Mill Street.
Oh, Cemetery Street?
Mill Street.
Oh. Yeah, I know where it is now.
Yeah.
So we used to live there.
So we ended up putting a pipe in there.
To make all the plows back out of there.
What's that?
Around.
Yeah.
I lived there before.
Yep. And but that's all working good and draining good. It had a lot of water held up for quite a while. It's just been seeping, but it was a bad pipe. That was one that we weren't planning on doing, but it had to. So, and other than that, we hauled 105 of filling from 69 in.
which that really helped us. We got the strainer today, moved down so that we can start straining it.
Moved all of our stuff around up at the barn so that we can put it there in a pile so that if we don't use it, it'll be out of our way. And we got the mowing. The mowing's going now. So that's under motion. Other than that, we're in decent shape. We're just waiting to see what they're going to do, like Mike said, with the chips. It's a hold off right now. We're only absolutely what we have to. But keeping track of everything that we can turn in, I'm not going to go crazy until I know for sure. Because I do have a little stockpile to get started if they do give us a blast and hurry up. But we got some roads that no matter what, we're going to have to do some oiling and stoning for patching if we don't get to do any paving, which I talked with Mexico and Amboy, they have an oil truck. So we can work with them to get some oil, come over, and we can at least do our own to where it won't kill us as far as price-wise if we don't know what's going on. Amboy. Yep. And because there for a little bit, we didn't have a very good relationship with either one of them guys, so it actually seems good to have both of them cooperating with us now. Because that's what Henry's doing right now, is he's using them to do his, because nobody knows what's going on. But other than that, we're in decent shape.
Have they given you any indication when they might make
No, it's actually like you this morning. Nobody knew nothing last week, but then all of a sudden it comes this morning that, okay, the 20%. That's actually, it's week to week right now. It's like everything. Last minute notice. It's like they find out on Friday, Monday you find out. That's what it's been.
We got some information just got this email minutes ago. We got some information that projected we might get, including CHIPS, Pave New York, and EWR, we might get $178,691.68. But then they include a little clause there that said that could be reduced by 20% or more. So how do you make plans?
I'm not familiar with EWR.
I can't remember the acronym.
Extreme Winter Recovery. Extreme winter recovery.
Yeah, but that's the, you know, that's where I'm at right now. It's kind of tough to really, you know, I'm sticking with what I said before. Just as soon as I find out, then we'll go from there. I really can't make a decision until they let me know what's going to go on.
And nobody is probably going ahead and scheduling any work. Right?
No, no.
So when it does pop, everybody.
That's where actually we're going to be a little bit lucky about it, because we do have a little stockpile to where we could, you know, draw them right in and okay, let's hurry up. We're on the bandwagon. We do have some hauled. We can start here, and then everybody's going to be working together. Everybody's going to be scrambling, and we're all going to have to haul to get it hauled all at once. So we all have got to work together right now. Really panicking, everybody is, really, because a lot of townships don't have that extra money to work with. So, but other than that, we're in decent shape. The boys are doing good. Everything's going real good. Williamstown, they had a problem yesterday. Their truck's in our shop, but that's all fixed.
I heard it go by.
Basically fuel pump on that old Oshkosh. It's tough to find them. So DeLong's came up today and they rebuilt it. God only knows how long it's going to last, but it's running again. So, but you know, that's the only thing with them old trucks. It's hard to find anything for them. Mexico and going back and forth because they were hauling the stuff. Yeah, because you know how Henry is. He don't like nothing outside. he was panicking. So we had plenty of room, thank God. But no, other than that, if there's any questions, everything's going all right. We're going to start screening the millings. So that's what, we got the machine there because we're going to, that's why we want to get that done, because we want to find out what we're going to do with our sand, because we're going to move that to wherever we're going to do the sand. That's our next thing, is figure out our sand opportunity. As of right now, they're talking, Brian Gardner's got the cheapest so far. The county, they said last year it'd be $5, now they're saying $6. So if we screen it ourselves up there, he's talking $1 to $2.
Well, that's a big difference. So that's what we're going to go with in this season sand.
Did he buy the old Roselli pit? Is that what it did?
What's that?
Did he buy the old Roselli pit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not that far anyway.
No, it's not that far. Just, I mean, for us to make that much of a difference with that much sand, it is big difference. It's right up 13. So
it's straight up. Yeah, it's easy. You know, easy to get to.
But other than that, everything's going good.
One thing that you mentioned about patching.
Yeah.
You use the hand roller or hand tamper, right?
Yeah.
You're just with a pickup truck, aren't you?
Yeah.
Would you have them just try this one time, rolling it with the back wheel? Have you done that before?
Yeah, we've done that. I also tried once. I learned my lesson. Tried once with the roller. But the way I roll like this, it doesn't work. Cause more problems than it works. So I just leave that. Hand damper seems to be doing all right. And then, like you say, we throw a little bit over it, and then we drive over it with the tires.
Yeah. I even humped it up, a little bit.
Yeah.
So with the compaction, it'll go down level.
Yeah. That's what we've been doing. Earlier in the season, we couldn't do that because if it stayed humped up, then
But one thing that you mentioned with the emulsion, I think you ought to try that. Maybe it'll help so that you don't have to do so much.
Right. That's what I'm going to try.
Especially
new millings. Right now, if we throw some of that in with it, put that in the bottom, I think that's going to help us. I'm going to try it.
I think that would. That millings, stuff that you got there looks pretty fine.
Well, it is. Some of it's really, really good. That's where I'll pick it up with the motor, and that's what I'll do. Just put a little bit of spray to it so she starts to break back up and see if we can get it to tie in.
You could get a tank full of that. Exactly. Yeah. If you had a tank, I don't know what you're doing.
Any other questions for Ted? I have one thing that you see on the agenda here, the bond anticipation note. The new truck is due to be here by the end of the month, right? Talked to somebody recently. So we're going to need to make a decision. The money's in the budget, and I noted the appropriation or account numbers. Is that how we want to do it? I mean, that makes kind of the most sense rather than paying cash.
Yeah, I would do it. The first year, is that how everybody has been doing it? I mean, usually I didn't pay anything the first year. I just used the bond. But if it's in the budget, you might just
use it as a down payment.
Several questions on that. I mean, I don't know if the interest on a bond on this note is less than it used to be now because of the times.
I don't have it yet.
Lower, that's one thing. Second thing, if we go ahead and pay for it, and money's in the budget, then we'd look ahead and know that we're not going to get as much sales tax in the county this year. And we got to, so if we take the money we got and we pay cash for it, we're going to have maybe have a bigger budget next year, or at least a bigger budget as we had, where if we had this, some people say time to borrow money is when you can borrow cheap, but if we're not going to get as much money from the county, and who knows what they're going to do with the plowing again. They cut us last year, cut us on that. And they're going to cut us on the sales tax.
We're locked through.
If we spend all our money, you know, paying cash for this.
Well, I think
we have a bigger budget.
The money budget is $55,000. Is to pay for the bond anticipation notice. It's $208,000 for the truck, and that's approximately a 5-year payment to pay for that.
200 how much?
208.
208. That would be
40.
Okay.
All right.
52,000 a year.
You're right. So my math is.
Yeah.
There's the.
So you.
I believe it's 208,768.
So in other words, we've got 55,000 in there. That's what you'd use as a down payment then. And then every year would be the same amount.
Correct. I mean, that's what Aaron had budgeted last year because we paid off the previous truck that was there, so it just stayed with it.
I think maybe what Carl was thinking, that we were going to pay cash for the whole thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That's not that.
Yeah.
We don't want to. I don't think that we want to do that.
No. That's. I just wanted to make sure that we wanted to move forward with the bond anticipation note, you know, rather than paying cash.
In other words, we're going to borrow for 3 or 4 more years.
But it'll be a low.
So it'll be a lower payment. So the taxes won't, if consistent with what we have today. Yes.
It's the same payment.
Yeah.
Well, nothing will change with the budget.
Right.
And you might even tighten up the age of the trucks. We had 5 years before, this one might go to 4. The intent was to try to get all the trucks in a 4-year space.
Mike.
That answered my question. Then.
Okay.
We don't want to leave. You know, we don't ever know what kind of hard winter we're going to get, and we don't want to be caught flat-footed.
Yeah, we don't want to make it all out.
It's over a period of years. Yeah, we handle it.
I don't think that needs motion.
You know, we're
move ahead with the bond. Yeah. Okay. Well, can I have a motion on?
To go ahead and let. Mike, research, are you going to just go through NBT or?
That's what we've been through previously. I don't mind looking around, but my time's a little bit less than I used to have because I'm back to work now. NBT's treated us pretty well. So.
Okay.
Who seconds the motion?
Or Carl?
Yep.
He's sleeping. He went to sleep. Lion went to sleep on us.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
And for you to go through MT.
NBT.
NBT.
NBT, yeah. Now, one thing that I'd like to bring up if Amy has any questions for the minutes. Maybe we've got to be a little bit more, I'm not going to say diplomatic, correctiveness, so that she knows what we're actually talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one other thing that I was going to mention, if so happens you don't get a good rate, I'll do some cold calling. You let me know when you find out.
Okay.
I do have a little, just a little bit more time.
All right, I'd appreciate that. Thank you. That's all I got for you, Ted.
Okay.
You're good. Anything
you want, just call me.
I do have one thing.
Yep.
The webinar for Nimer.
Yep.
Are you going to participate? He knows about it?
I doubt if he knows about it because I haven't given it to him. I have no way to send it to him.
Okay, yeah. There's webinars coming up for training.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a webinar. We're going to sit there and talk.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the instructor is going to be Bruce Johnson, who worked for me.
Yeah. I've heard of him.
Yeah, Bruce is a good guy. But I think the men will end up getting a certificate from it. I will check on that if you'd like.
Okay.
But if you want to do that, I know it would be great if we could schedule a rainy day,
yeah.
But I don't think we can do that. But I talked to Mike. I would be willing to come right in here.
Yeah.
And what I was thinking, I'd bring my projector and stuff,
yeah.
set it up on that wall and the speakers and everything?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you guys can arrange that.
We can. Yeah, you just let me know when they are.
Okay.
If you want
to. Yeah, and then just let me know, and we'll work together, and we'll get it done.
Yeah. No, I think it'd be good for the guys. Right. And I know it'll be good for the department because we need that for PESH.
Yeah. Well, every little bit of that kind of stuff does.
Yeah. Does I don't help. Know how they're going to do that with the signing in and so on yet, but I'll try to look into it.
All right.
I got something I'd like to ask. It's not on the agenda, but the drug and alcohol testing. I've heard they're supposed to be done before they're hired. Who's supposed to do that? Or the board?
They go to the Swiggle. They go right to the Swiggle.
Who contacts them? The Swiggle, are you?
Yes.
Well,
okay.
Let me try to...
I mean, one at a time.
Ted, as the highway superintendent, can do one of two things. They'll let him know, usually by fax, when they'll be randomly called. And it could be all three of them at one time. And it could be not only drug, but it could be alcohol too. And if it is drug and alcohol and they only call for one, you have to send two people.
Right.
Because
it's one of them.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to indicate there are a bunch of druggies. Drugs. I'm just saying if one of them is involved in any kind of an accident, even if it's the other person's fault, if they drug and alcohol tested them, they might decide that, well, you could have prevented this if you hadn't been under the influence.
Right. Well, that's required anyway. That's required anyway if there's an accident. It has to happen.
I just didn't know who lined it up, and Ted says he does.
Yeah, no, I've already talked with Mike, and I'm going to have that done before. That's no problem. I'm going to talk to him actually tomorrow morning, and I'll get it done, and then there's no questions about anything. Everybody will see it. Black and white, done and over.
There's a little postcards. I'll try to find them so you know exactly what it is.
What is so often it's supposed to be done? Twice a year?
They go into a computer database, and supposedly – it's you'll supposed to be
next time.
It's random. Whoever, boom, they pick it out. With me, it always seemed to be in the wintertime
when you needed them.
When you needed the drivers, it normally was a mechanic that we couldn't.
Worst time of year.
Yeah, but, you know, so.
It only it takes a couple of hours.
Kind of.
I'll give you a
holler. Yeah, stop by or whatever.
Yep, I will.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
I moving on to the dog control officer. I had a nice talk with Steve yesterday. I gave him a call. He came home today, or was supposed to. He's doing amazingly well. Feels good. Not too much pain. He broke his neck and his lower back and ribs. And they did have to operate. They told him his, which I think everybody in this room knows, his tolerance for pain was way above most people's, and his therapy has gone. He's about a week ahead of schedule for coming home, so he's pretty happy with that. He was glad to be here. His son and I think he said nephew, if there were any dog issues, they would handle it until he's back up on his feet. There haven't been any in the town of Albion. They have had to respond to one in Orwell and I think Boylston. So they're handling that in his absence. But he expects within 2 months he'll be back functional. And he did tell me that he's no longer going to fall trees. boy, I'll tell you, that guy's been through some stuff. So that's the update on the dog control. Stop. Superintendent of Cemeteries. I've got Brenda's report here. Okay. Correct. He overpaid. Well, Hacks pays for the funeral. It's $400.
Well, actually,
We had to give him.
He paid us $50. He paid us a check for $450.
You owe him $50.
Right.
Okay.
And I checked with him.
It means just what it says. We had returned $50.
Yes.
You know, he had returned $50 to us.
No.
Back to Hacks.
We have to pay him $50.
More, yeah.
Not more. Right, the burial is $400. For some reason, he made the check for $400.
Back from that.
Nope. He paid us $50 too much. I have to give him back $50. See, right here?
Burial $400.
He paid us $450. We had two burials. Newcomer paid us $400. Carl, for some reason, paid us $450. So I have to pay him back $50.
Okay.
I don't know what's going to be easier for your books.
Yeah. I'm going to get a receipt from him, you know, when I give him the $50 back. So I think we'll be covered.
Yeah.
And I don't actually, there's cash here too. A couple of donations were made and stuff. So I'll give him back the $50 cash. So my actual deposit into the bank will be $1,154. And then I'll have a receipt from him as well.
And you've got different minutes, right?
Any questions
beyond
that? Okay.
Aaron, I didn't send it to you. I sent it to Brenda. And I talked to Mike and the rest of the board about those trees over the
monument steps.
Yes, monument steps. I don't know. I got the picture on here that they sent to me. I don't know if trimming them is going to be good enough. I don't know. Did you stop and look at them?
Not since they trimmed them.
They did trim them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Never mind then. I'll go up and.
Could have been just a little. It'd be three-sided trees.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, cut it way back through the trunk.
The tree
almost. And the folio you sent me. I would say we'd have to cut them down and plant something.
So I don't know what they look because I haven't driven by. But
I haven't either. So I didn't get anything from Brenda's either. But I just did it this afternoon. So I'll take a look at them,
Staff, my house, I've got 4 or 5 evergreen trees in the back, and some of them are blue spruce and Scotch pine. They're prickier than hell. Got this one, it's flowered right. I mean, you don't have to trim it up right to the ground. It's like a big rug. You can rub it, and you don't get no prickers, nothing in it. It's a beautiful tree. I don't know what kind it is, but it's growing bigger. That would look nice, some of them through there. That one, yeah, I'd cut them back so that you'd have an open sidewalk. Yeah, I've cut them right back to the.
Yes. It's not on this one. No, it'll be in.
People don't look up. I never noticed it until seen in the photo.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention either.
I've been there going by there for years. I never noticed it.
Okay, moving on to the assessor's report. I have one question that I know Carl might know. When do we actually pay the Board of Assessment Review members?
They should have already submitted their bill.
Yeah.
And I told Susan, I don't know, because she doesn't work for you. I said, you got to come down and get an abstract. You got to submit the bill.
Yes. Okay. So
I told her that yesterday on the phone.
Okay, good.
And she told me about, asking about some other things and returning my tape recorder to use. And she said, she was misinformed. The county used to send forms. She didn't have one form to send the property tax, the property owner on their decision. And the form's supposed to go out to the property owner, copy it, go to the assessor, copy go to her, Amy, copy go to the county. Yeah, but you're supposed to send one copy to the property owner to show him your decision. She did not. It's a 525. She didn't have any of them. But past the director of real property used to get them over to the assessor or to give them to Amy. And I told her in the book I gave her, I said there must be something in there, at least, you know, because Amy's made them up before, not double sided, had to staple them together so he had both sides. But it has to be verified on the back, signed by all three real members, and it has to be whether they concur or not. Gotcha. And it has to give the rationale on the front. Well, it has to, on the back of it's already pre-printed that they have the opportunity to go on to small claims court.
Right.
So that's necessary to be mailed to them. But Sue called, you ready? You can't get in his office.
Once he makes out one.
And I heard as far as getting you're getting paid, she didn't ask about that, but you had to fill in the abstract. She knows you've done it for when I was on it, we always had to fill out an abstract.
Right. So it'll be next month.
Okay, let's follow up on that. So. Okay, perfect. Yep.
Do you know if you will get a report from Mike on how many grievances there were? You got it?
Yep, yep, it's right here. I will read it. We just completed grievance. This is Mike Maxwell's assessor's report, June 3rd, 2020. We just completed grievance day. We had three stipulations and one actual grievance that the bar is acting on. As most of you know, the equalization rate is now 83%, and the sales of properties are selling on about on average 20% over the current assessment. The ORPTS sets these rates with some discussion with me, but I don't disagree with their number. I would expect that if we did not do the reevaluation for 2021, that the rate would be around 80%. I settled with the Tailwater Hotel Complex assessment at $6.6 million, or an 83% assessment of $5.478 million. Sorry? Yep. This will work out well for the next year. They have already agreed that the value is $6.6 million. The increase from 2019 is almost $2 million. I am getting ready to start the process of doing a complete reevaluation of the whole town. The sales continue to sell 15 to 30% over current assessments. The sales of homes with acreage, newer homes, and vacant land seem to be the most out of line. There is also a lot of new construction with the Amish community, and these homes are difficult to value because of the lack of amenities such as electric, et cetera. I am getting help from the county also with the DEC wetlands. There seems to be a lot of interest in valuing that separate from the balance of the land. They are going to help identify how much wetland is on each property. I will then correct the property with that amount of acreage. The other area of some concern is the development Maple Landing. There is a lot of construction going on in there, and it is very difficult to figure out what structures go to what properties. I will get some help from the county, and we will overlay GIS maps to figure it out. We should plan on a public meeting in late February 2021 to explain the procedures for the reevaluation. I know a lot of people have questions about tax rates, etc. Thank you, Mike Maxwell.
You said have a meeting late.
Public meeting. We're still going to have our private meeting in the end of July.
Yeah, but he should be assessing now for next year.
Well, I think he is. I am getting ready to start the process of reevaluation.
He's too late for him to do anything.
Right.
So I hope that he's doing it now. I hope he's actually visiting the property. As we discussed before, some of these assessors got biting off more than they can chew. They got too many towns.
Right.
And they're just going right, what you got in front of you right there, the computer.
Yep.
Because they can actually zoom in on the property and see it from the satellite, but they don't know which part of it's wetland and which not.
Exactly.
And pictures always, even photograph, humans always look nicer in the photo you're doing in person.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's
got to visit the properties, not wait just for the permits. When he gets a permit, he gets a copy from Vern.
Exactly.
There's something being worked on.
Exactly. And so Vern actually has sent me all of the list of the ones where there's huge discrepancies. I mean, there was one in particular that sold, that it was assessed for $30,000. It sold for $149,000. So.
The Tailwater, and I don't know whether he sets it high or low, I don't know, but they come to a stipulation on that agreement. But they would have to, if they disagree with him, they couldn't go to a small claims court like you or I. They'd have to go to a tax issue with the judge and the regular jury. And then they'd figure it out whether they were, you know, assessed, over-assessed or not. So, I mean, might consider, if he's given in, what I'm saying, where he shouldn't, maybe he should stick to his guns and say, look, you know, I'm not going to do it. Do what you got to do.
Right.
The tax situation. We can go to small claims court. They can't when they're commercial. They got to go tax situation. Regular court, and they don't make out too well in them.
All right. Well, it sounds like he's addressing it at least, which makes me feel a little better than I felt weeks ago. So, I still fully intend to set up the meeting, the personal meeting with the board and him for sometime July, August. So, hopefully, we'll learn more from him by then.
Yeah.
Okay. Code enforcement. Obviously, Vern is not here. He hurt his back. He's on some heavy drugs, and he didn't feel like it would be pertinent for him to be here. Sorry? Yeah.
I got a board who sends it on computer.
Yes.
2 or 3 Donald King and had to lay on his side. For all standing good around the head, it was sideways.
Right.
I said, well, I trust Vern's in
here. Yeah, he's a detailed record keeper, and he paid $695 in collections for renewals and garage and pole barns and additions and pools and sheds and 16 total permits for $695. And obviously, we each have a copy of the details. So if you have any questions, check the burn. Yeah. The big thing that he hit us with the other day is that the people that are building the cell tower had requested to move it 20 feet forward from where it was because there's a large embankment there that they didn't anticipate, and it would have required a huge amount more of cement for the pad that they're putting in. So they requested the 20 feet forward from where it was, and Vern wanted a consensus of the board before he gave them the okay. I've checked with the adjoining landowners, and they're all okay with that. It's not going to affect anybody at all.
Was it 20 feet?
20 feet.
Towards the road.
I'm happy with it. Correct. And Aaron's the other adjoining landowner, and he said he doesn't have a problem either. So,
you are in
the store.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll do a motion on that.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. Lonnie, you still there? He might have gone. I don't know. He might be going to the bathroom or something.
Yeah, Lonnie's signed in still, so he may be away from his microphone for the moment.
Okay, he's probably still available.
Okay, so that is that section. Obviously, Buddy is on vacation, but I do have a report from him that states no activity for April 2020 COVID. So we got nothing from the court. Nope. Although he is at this point, he is projecting that they will have the okay to open in July. And which leads me to a question that I don't really think. Well, I'll ask you. Apparently not.
Or somebody's intoxicated. We can't do it.
Right. I think they take them to their what they call a cap court or whatever over in Oswego, and they just do it from there. They release them. I mean, I don't think anybody's going to jail right now unless you actually kill somebody or something. So, yeah, it's a confusing kind of but anyway, when he does reopen, he's got all kinds of
backlog.
Well, not backlog, but he's got all kinds of new requirements. He has to take a temperature of every person that comes in. He has to clean after every person that approaches the bench and whatever. So he asked me to ask Betty if she would be interested in doing that, which I did, and she is. But obviously, we have to talk about that before we give her the okay to do it. I just wanted to see if she was available. Betty will take the temperature, record that. They sign in.
Well, they're going to sign in, they get their temperature taken, and if they have temperature, then they are going to be rescheduled.
Right, they can't even enter.
They can't even enter.
This is all going to happen.
They'll be out in the hallway.
Nope.
No, she's up here on the glass.
Right, so it's got to be someone else.
She's up here with them doing what she needs to do.
Is it infrared?
Yes. I had to buy one for the barbershop too. It costs about $80. And you'd be 2 inches away and you zap them in the forehead.
Way up in there.
Well, yeah, I had one yesterday. It's no fun at all.
He refused to have another one done. It'd be like fire if she's not going to do it.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You headache for 3 days afterwards. You go way up inside your nose.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have to do that here. We just got to take their temperature.
Yeah.
And clean. And since Betty was she's the cleaner anyway, it kind of made sense to see if she was interested. You know, a couple hours on a Monday night. Is everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Did Lonnie come back?
I'm here.
Okay. You're okay with that?
Yep.
Okay, cool. The board agrees. Fire department. I've got Bill's report right here. May 2020, 23 calls were responded to. Beginning May 2020, check register balance, $67,450.87. Monthly expenses, $1,085.36. Checking balance moved forward to June, $66,365.51. And to answer a couple of questions that Bill had posed to me in the past, we are... I'll just touch on another subject we're going to get to later. We are having Spectrum put in phone lines and such, and there will be a dedicated alarm line for the building. I do need to do some more investigations and find out how we're going to get the entire alarm system installed. You already have it available in the fire department bays.
You'd need a dialer, an auto dialer. Once alarm goes, an auto dial. 911
Right. So I'll talk to Aaron at least to start with, find out who he had do the alarm system in the highway barn, and we'll go from there, and I'll come up with something. Unless somebody else knows of an alarm company that we can. So that's one thing. I have talked to Rebecca finally. She found out, I talked to her finally yesterday, and she's like, you know, I kind of wondered why my phone hasn't been ringing. I have called her like 6 times in the last week, and she didn't call me back. She always immediately calls back. She's very good about it. Finally, I got through, and she goes, I'll bet you there's something wrong with my phone system. I go, geez, you think? Doesn't it seem strange that nobody's called you in a week? Yeah, it does seem kind of strange. So she was going to look into it.
No recording right now?
Nothing on there. No voicemails, nothing. And I've left her at least 4 voicemails myself, plus sent her emails. She didn't get any of my emails either. Yeah. So anyway, we're set on that. She did talk to me for quite a while yesterday because I had about 4 or 5 questions I had to ask her. And regarding the Maple Landing situation and the Salmon Route situation, she agrees that we don't want to be liable for those roads. And she's going to look into how to approach that. And she thinks probably the best and easiest and quickest way is write a letter to those folks that own properties up in there and post another sign on the end of the road, even though somebody will probably steal it again. That kind of covers us. She said she's amazed that they can even get insurance up in there because they know Vern has made it clear that those are only 3-season places. They're not available to get a full permit for year-round occupancy.
Hindsight, we knew they were and they were stating to us that they were going to do sort of a subdivision. And we could have declared that they put them roads in according to our specifications.
That's what we were supposed to do.
And then we'd take control.
Right. But they didn't. They didn't follow through.
Specifications. I never knew until Bert mentioned it here last month or month before.
Yeah, a couple months. So that's where we stand. And those roads are narrow. No way you can get a
pickup truck down through there pretty good without
sliding under privacy.
Well, they got it.
Nice homes down there, though.
There are. There's some nice homes down there. So she's going to look into that. She'll get back to me in the next day or two, and hopefully we'll move forward quickly on that. I also checked on the – if you go back with the dissolution of the village – there was a section where, I guess I've always referred to it as Shepherd's Pond, right there on the corner, was to be, what's the word?
99-year lease.
99-year lease to the fire department where they could get water from there. That was never done. Anyway, there's no lease.
Never transferred to them because I'm just saying when I heard verbally, they didn't want the responsibility of the water pond.
Right. Well, they
That's why it's still.
I never came up in discussion or meeting.
Never came up even.
Well, what she's going to do, Rebecca is going to do, is confirm, first of all, that no agreement was made. And once that, once she does that, she will draft something that we as a board can review. See if we agree to it, and move forward with the lease for the fire department. Since we don't have city water, you know, they kind of need it. Yeah, absolutely.
Correct. They own it or we own it. They need it.
Correct.
It would continue on. It would be just a lease. So if you decide 10 years from now you want to sell it, you still have water.
You still have access. Exactly. And I explained that to her.
That wasn't planned in the list I got. Even sell it because they know you unless you put it on.
Never sell at least.
Right. So that's being taken care of as well.
Think about it, you saw me.
No, across the road.
Across the road.
Any other questions for Bill since he's here? Oh. One other thing I forgot to mention, I did talk to Brian Britton. He's going to check on the bad ballast, in the one light that we all are aware of out there. See if he can get that fixed as soon as possible. He'll coordinate with Bill on when he can get in there. And at the same time, I asked him to review the area and give us an estimate on what it would cost to go to LED lighting in there.
Oh, where?
In the fire bay.
I thought you told me they were.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, they were that. What was the program, man? NIMO did.
NYSERDA?
It was LED, though.
Sorry.
Is it?
Bruce. Which one was it? Brian Britton. Brian Britton is the electrician. Yep.
Would you have wood here? I noticed the outside electrical box out in front. The plug is missing off the top. The screw-in plug. Okay. If you talk to them. Yeah.
He's going to change it to LED. He's going to what? He's going to change it to LED. Well, no. He's going to give us a bid, a quote. He's going to fix what's broken right now the way it is, just so we can get it fixed, because they kind of need that light where it's out. And then he will give us a bid to replace them all with LEDs, which are long-term, much cheaper, and much brighter.
Must be
out.
It was some program there.
Sir.
I don't know if the board had an opportunity to look at the extractor of the boiler room. It's there, it's in the service. The fire department would like to thank the board for the opportunity to get in here to actually down the road eventually save some catching. Insurance money.
Good.
Along the same terms, the company that did the washer. And to give you a table, if you did a professional job. They have a dryer unit. It's like a year, it's new, but it's years old. I'm not sure if it's 18 or 19. They haven't given us any kind of advice. I said, I want to talk to the board before you reply with that. It's something that I have the blood try. It's something that would fit in there, probably not affect anything. But before I go any further, what we're doing now, bend on this, babe, we got a PVC rack with a blower, and we can wash our turnout here in somewhere between 24 and 36 hours. It's dry down here. It's drier than the paste all over it.
It's kind of too long in the wintertime, isn't it?
Well, it is. You know, a lot of departments, you're going to blow your mind. A lot of our departments have, every department has two sets of turnout gear.
Yeah.
So if one's in the laundry, you got something else to wear, we can't afford that, obviously. Not a $1,500 person.
No.
But if we could turn drying grass around, process from 24 to 36 to 4, certainly help. And again, I haven't got a price. We talked about it today. He probably spent like 3 hours with us, programmed it. And
I would say it would be worth getting the quote from him to see how much it would be. You know, yeah. It's kind of hard to make a decision like that if we have no idea.
The board. If we could afford it, if we could buy it, it would be okay to put it in the room.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What else? The first thing you said that was in the utility room?
It's washer. It's called an extractor.
Extractor?
Yeah. Yeah. Not a problem.
It isn't? Okay.
That washing machine, it's hooked to Wi-Fi. We have a problem with it. His office is in Albany. He got his computer machine settings.
It's amazing. Okay, so you're talking about the fire department buying it. Oh, I thought you meant the town buying it.
A heavy-duty wash and dryer. That's
yeah, it is. Take a look at
Rick and I don't have a problem. You got a problem, Carl?
No,
Lonnie?
Nope.
Okay.
We only got one turnout here, and it's, well, it takes that long to dry, and it's 20 below zero.
Yeah. 4 degrees. 4 degrees. If you want a resolution on it.
We agree that we will allow them to put the dryer in there if the fire department buys it. Right. Cool. Thank you. I thought that. See, I was confused. I thought you meant you wanted the town to buy it. So. Okay. Moving right along here, huh? Noka, Stephanie, are you here? Okay. She gave me her report. And just as a warning, I have trouble reading her writing, so I'll do the best I can. The first thing it says is very poor reception. No idea what that means. But need to... You want a cough drop?
Yeah.
Okay. Need to HR on premises per lawyer from Watertown. Runs are 20 to 30% drop. Fuel costs are down. The sanitizing fogger works well. And service is done. For EMS week, food was $410.03. Coats, $1,998.03. Eval and audits, 2015 started. Handbook needs to be updated. State mandatory. The monies are divided in KeyBank, Pathfinder, Community, NBT. To maintain the insurance, federal, that is present. Okay, if banks collapse. So it must be somebody asked them the same question that we were asked last month. And they had probably had to prove that their money was
insured being in the bank.
Insured being in the bank. So that's her report. Amy has a copy already, so it will be in the minutes if necessary, if anybody wants to review it. Town clerk's report.
For the month of May, I propose to serve the credit of $61.50. The town received $682.50, and the department of markets got $9. I issued 9 dog licenses and 1 certified copy of manor. I sent out 30 dog licenses renewal for June, 4 dog late dog licenses for May, making it to 12 this month. Canceled 2 dogs because they were both deceased. Entered 13 filming permits. Petty cash is at $25 as of the 29th of May. And I received information from State Archives that they are coming out with a new retention schedule booklet. And this will replace the old annual one. Until then, they'll use the annual one. I'm going back on the 4 days, starting Monday.
Okay. I got a related to the going back, Kristen Juliana, our representative from Eastern Shore, is bringing us 50 N95 masks. So, and she's going to drop those off. And I had to let, that's how I confirmed with Amy. She was going back to regular hours so that Kristen could drop them off with, so she would be here. So I thought that was pretty nice. I wanted to send a shout out to Amy for coming in above and beyond the call. Some people were having a serious issue with their dog license. I just happened to be here. I think it was like 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, and they were having a kitten. And, no, well, they were.
It's Mullen's daughter, boyfriend.
So I called Amy. She came in. She helped them out, made the town $50 or thereabouts. So it was a win-win for everybody, and I certainly appreciated her coming in. She didn't have to.
He has two dogs that are coon dogs, but they're not bad. Katie Mullen came off to a hill area, didn't have a contained in the back of the truck, they jumped out and disappeared. So when they came off, took them to Loudville, the dog was adopted. But Katie had already been there, stating that Henry, that's the dog's name. He was licensed in Tongue, which he wasn't. All those times that they sent the rabies, they sent them to Buddy.
Yeah, I saw that. So they sent them to the wrong fax machine.
Yeah, and I don't know how they got Buddy's fax.
Right.
Anyway. So Katie Mullen, she had five dogs in her name, four were dead. So Rich Mullen come in Monday and licensed more dogs.
Well, at least we got caught up. But she was literally crying talking to Katie, wasn't
it?
So I appreciate you coming in and taking care of it.
Right there. But Amy, I mean, not as much as you used to, but this is not on the report. I just happen to think of it. You all be getting them too, probably. This applications to vote.
Yep.
By mail or in person. Is this building going to be open for June 23rd?
Yes.
What primaries is going on? And
yes, you've been contacted by the county and set it all up. So
there is some state primaries. Okay, so they know anything local.
It's June 23rd, right? Yeah.
So we do have a choice, so it is going to be.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. I'll get off that subject then. I was confused.
Yeah, you had to submit your school board or your school budget vote by mail.
I did.
That had to be done, but the primary will be here. Will be held. You can vote in person or you can do the absentee, but you can come here to vote as well.
No, no primary. I said, what the heck are you talking about?
Right.
I see that you fixed that building for the school.
Yep.
Thank you.
Motion to accept the town clerk's report.
I'll say.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, supervisor's report. On the receipt end of things in the general money market, we had $272.53 in interest. Justice fees and fines, I have written April, but it was actually for March, was $5,429. Clerk fees, $2,750. Building and junkyard permits, $505. Other compensation for loss, $476.19. Dog licenses, $12.50. For total receipts of $6,722.72. Highway money market, interest was $2,240, which was all of the receipts for that account. Disbursements out of the general money market. Biweekly payroll number 10 was $2,732.29. Biweekly payroll number 11 was $2,964.40. Abstract number 5 was $14,231.51. general pay number 5, $7,185.23, for a total of $27,113.43. Highway money market disbursements, abstract number 5 was $11,136.26. Highway biweekly payroll number 10 was $5,735.15. Highway biweekly payroll number 11 was $5,845.69 for a total of $22,717.10. Account balances as of should be 5/31/20. Sorry. General money market, $1,598,784.07. General checking, $29,306.95. Highway money market, $255,479.62. Highway checking, $35,306.93. Trust and agency, $29,339.33. And cemetery, $158,689.27, for a total of $2,106,906.17.
Motion to accept with the revision.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
I like that because they look back in the budget and now see what's available in each line item.
I will try to be sure to send one every month from now on. I was pretty much still learning the process. That's why I hadn't sent them out. I did send one a couple months ago, but perhaps you didn't get it. I don't know. But anyway. Yeah, I actually refer to that quite a bit now, too. Moving on to general bills. Any questions or problems?
I don't know. Amy already corrected
me. Okay. I have a motion to accept by Rick. Second. All in favor? Aye. And highway bills?
I'm making a motion.
Motion by Carl, second.
I thought Lonnie might wake up, but I'll second it.
Rick seconds. All in favor? Aye. Lonnie's there. I can hear him say aye every now and then. Okay, old business. I have... When I wrote this, I had received 3 roof bids. I have now received 4 roof bids. And I believe I will have at least one more. Someone else has contacted me, and I can't tell you off the top of my head who it was. But so far, we have received a quote from Dixon Building Company, Superior Builders, Schaefer Building, and J&B Installations. Want to go into details right now or just wait till we get all the bids? And pretty consistent with the process.
The materials and
yes. And I think once we get all the bids, we can make sure that all of them are aware. You know, we need to decide if we want to go with EPDM or that TOP stuff. We need to decide that. And then they may need to make adjustments based on that. But at this point, they're all looking at about the same procedure. So we're comparing apples to apples.
15th of
what? The 15th of June, although I wouldn't mind holding it off for another week. Just in case.
And then Monday will be open, will be July.
Yep. That, well, we'll actually make a decision at the July meeting.
We'll stay pretty busy, according to what you said.
Yeah.
First one was here, they were pretty much the summer fish. They do it in 2 days.
Right, 2 days. That's what they
do. Yeah, here today, he said they're same thing, they're booked up, but they could always find 2 days to squeeze something in.
So we'll table that till we discuss it. We may even have to have a workshop or something on it as we get more. Well, there it is. I was looking all over for the town clerk's monthly report. I had it in the wrong spot. Okay. I gave everyone a comparison of the Mirabito and glider numbers.
It looks like.
No, it should have been in your mailbox. In fact, I'll go grab it for you because I'm pretty sure it's there.
Oh, okay. I got everything on my mailbox Monday, so I didn't look for things. Got to get your mail every day. Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir. One change that I don't have on here is just today, Mirabito updated, and glider updated, and they will come down to $1.35 on the propane as well for 1 year. So overall, the glider proposal does beat the Mirabito proposal by some dollars. It's not a huge amount, but I did my homework. We're comparing apples to apples, pretty much exactly the same service, exactly the same everything, and glider wins by a few dollars.
Plus the generator installation
free. Correct, free. Mirabito did drop their generator install to 220. But glider will do it for free. I did talk to George today. He said unless they run into some kind of problem where they got to convert the generator and all kinds of stuff. So he did kind of put a little clause in there, but I don't think any of that's going to need to be done.
So
I'm guessing it makes the most sense to change to glider. Everybody understand my quotes here? And
yep.
Okay, Lonnie, you good with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so can I have a motion to switch to glider?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Yes, sir. I will. I told him I would contact him tomorrow once I knew.
You seem to be a very honest company. I've been with him.
You're a nice creepy man. At a certain price, and 2 weeks later, they sent me a letter that they had found a supplier that you buy cheaper from, so they lowered my, they didn't give me money back, but they gave me more fuel, like 10 cents a gallon less. What company would do that? I mean, I wouldn't know the difference.
We never had any trouble with Mirabito either, for that matter. I mean, they've been a good company as well, but... You know, it's black and white right here. They beat them by a few cents in both diesel fuel oil, and they tied them on the propane, and they do the installation for free. So I guess we don't need to talk about that anymore. On my own update, the retirement system is almost up to date. I'm getting there. Got a couple more things to do, and we're going to be golden. So if Jennifer was here, I'd give her a hug because she helped me through an immense amount of stuff. So that was very cool. Any other old business? Okay, moving into new business. I have, after talking with you guys earlier in the month, you've got a comparison of Frontier and Spectrum. We're getting more service for $180.30 less per month over the next year. So that's pretty significant savings, $100 a month. Yeah, $1,800 per year. Sorry. The concern at this point is how long it's going to take Spectrum to install everything. I have been in touch with them, and he said they're at least 2 weeks out. So hopefully that they will follow through and get all this taken care of. But
that's a watch, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Because their life happened like back to TV.
Yes.
Yeah, swapping back and forth every 10, 12 years because they think they got you. And then he prays and prays.
Right. They have
the other company get a deal.
These prices are for 1 year. And then after the first year, exactly. So you're right. It will require some homework.
Okay, moving on to
the next thing. I received a request from a constituent to open the playground.
Can we stop for just a second?
Absolutely.
This week, we've got a minute with the Spectrum. You know, we got prior approval by the board. So that's in the minutes.
Right. Because that's a utility, we can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the board already was in consensus with that. Sorry about that.
Moving on, the request from a constituent to open the playground. So I called our Eastern Shore representative. She referred me to the past 2 years worth of NIMR reports, which I believe you all have copies of. And I highlighted the sections. Playground behind Town Hall is completely unsafe for use by the public. The entire area needs to have proper surfacing replaced throughout the playground area for the purpose of protecting the children that use the playground. Until this is done, we recommend the playground be closed to the public. That was from 2018. 2019, the town should consider placing the playground off limits until such time as the surface underneath the playground can be improved. This should be done by keeping the gate locked to the extent possible and by posting a prominent sign to the effect that the playground is closed until further notice. Upon eventual reopening, it is suggested that the playground use sign be amended to restrict the playground equipment to children 12 and under, to limit the hours of operation from 10 a.m. to dusk, and the equipment is not to be used when the ground is frozen. Now, the problem, as you probably gathered, is the surface underneath. I have the Public Playground Safety Handbook. Everybody can see that on this great computer thing. Refer to page 9, they actually break down inappropriate surfacing, asphalt, carpet, not tested to ASTM, sorry, concrete, dirt, grass, and CCA treated wood mulch. I'm like those public misspeaks. Appropriate surfacing, pea gravel, sand. Sure. Rick, can you read those?
The ones that are appropriate: sand, shredded, recycled rubber, mulch, wood mulch, not, of course, pressure treated.
And
wood chips. Yeah, you could have the pea gravel, of course, and the any recycled material that is tested, you know, the ASTM F all 92, including unitary surfaces, engineered wood fiber, etc. But there's, you know, we can't have asphalt, we can't have carpet, concrete, dirt, grass, or any pressure treated wood.
So the question is,
what do we want?
Someone over figure they're catching cancer from recycled rubber. Somebody's playgrounds for the United States.
We used to have got that. And my grandchildren are down there a lot, but they have the rubber, the tires down there, and they like it. However, on warm days, it's really, really hot on their feet if they're barefooted. And
that's one of my big issues.
No. It's not required.
Days during normal hours after the virus is over with here and stuff. Normal hours of YME, 10 through 2, for what days of the week?
Well,
I'm
right now I'm going to be back to
10 to 4. My point is, playground, bring small kids down to the playground, should have a place to go to the bathroom. So the building was locked up.
That's why they call it egress.
Yeah, I guess so. So, I mean, I don't know why we, well, the mayor at that time wanted it. I don't know why we really want to, you know, it's good to have one, but if you don't have the facilities, you know how children are, they go to the bathroom every 5 minutes of them. And if you don't have a place for them to, a restroom to go to, not a good idea to have a playground.
Well, we need to decide if we're going to either get rid of the playground or fix the surface and let them use the playground. We don't have to have a bathroom. That's not a requirement. No. Yeah, it'd be great.
The locals, did they use the playground? Or did they used to use it?
I see one or two people out there.
One or two people.
The neighbors mostly that come over.
But there's no people on a steady, you know, like
come on,
like two or three families a day or no. Nothing like that.
No.
I mean, it's not
right, but the other thing to consider is we don't have anything else in the town that, you know, that. So it'd be, I mean, it's there. It's usable. Bill?
The insurance company require you to lock it up after hours?
It doesn't say that. It just says post signage.
Accident, that's all.
Yeah, it just said we have to have signage, you know, saying that it's only open. You know, so probably like going to Selkirk. It's technically, it's closed at dusk, but they don't stop you from going there. So I would like to make a decision on whether we want to keep it and resurface it or just dismantle it and get rid of it. Why keep it hanging around here forever if nobody can use it? Any comments or questions?
I say we try to fix it somehow.
I agree. That's my opinion as well. Because I would like to see something for the kids. There's nothing else here. I mean,
right.
And it gives them something to do. Well, if we consider this, it's been... Right, but it's been closed for a while. If we at least bring it up.
Any facilities, if that created a problem.
If we put a fence between the playground and the pavilion, would that make our fire truck come in? I don't like when they had the fire truck out coming in, people in there.
Sure, but the fire trucks move now anyway.
Right, it's moved, but
the swings still laying on the ground out there. I know the school, they donated the swings after Tailwater bought it. And Steve and the crew were going to put them up. I don't think they ever did. Somebody took them around the ground out there yet. I'm not sure.
Maybe we should ask Ted to come down here and meet with the board out there on some nice day and see what
you got to do,
what we've got to do, and maybe we can put the swings up and so on. Pea gravel is not a big deal.
No.
I mean, if we can get the dump truck in it, well, matter of fact, we could use the loader or whatever, but, you know, that's not even costly.
Right. I mean, we're not talking about a big expense here. So, okay.
That's my own personal opinion, but I think that we got to...
Yeah, it certainly wouldn't cost that much to put the proper surface on the bottom.
Yeah. We don't have to. Well, I think we want to sign that.
Right.
Yeah. Pavilion is not.
Right, but I mean, we can post signage that quote covers our butt, you know, and.
put it out there.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so, okay, so we'll look into what we've got to do. And absolutely.
It shouldn't be a big deal. Maybe we could, when we meet about the workshop or whatever, maybe we could all get,
yes,
we'll do that.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
if that's agreeable with everybody.
Yeah. I mean, Lonnie agrees. I agree. I agree with you. But yeah, but maybe we advertise it. You know, I don't know how many people even know it's there necessarily. So, because we do have some money, and you know, the miscellaneous home and community service capital outlay. I mentioned that here in the agenda. So there is money there that we can put into the base and get it open. And I also had a request from the same person about reinstalling a basketball hoop. Now, I have not had time to review the where we stand with the governor's orders at this point, so I don't know what the specific, you know, if we could put the basketball hoop back up tomorrow or if we have to wait until some other thing.
I think if we were going down there and we play basketball one-on-one, we'd be walking down the road side by side. You know, so, I mean, actually, it was ridiculous to even take him down. But we did it to satisfy somebody who was complaining. Because the people who were going down there playing, the young boys, they were walking closer than they'd ever be playing ball.
Sure.
That's all good. Long longer.
Yeah.
You have the liability.
What do you mean?
We don't have to worry about any pea gravel over
nope.
there.
No, we're just good.
A matter of putting the
hoop back up.
The board back up. The
right.
Board.
I will research that. I'll see if I can get some more concrete evidence. And if it's okay, I'll go ahead and have Ted put it back up.
I don't have a problem. I mean, if it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll check on that. I'll do my homework there. And no, there's no way I'm gonna be able to find it, of course. The last thing I got on the agenda is we received a thank you from the Williamstown Seniors Group for the donation we made. We thank the town of Albion for their generous donation, Williamstown Seniors Group. So anybody wants to take a look at that? I can't tell you off the top of my head, but we did have to make some changes because it was made out to somebody that was dead. Yep, that's who it was made out to. So it was Norma Crossett.
Oh,
it's Norma Crossett. Yep. Yeah, once you said Florence King, then I remembered the other name. Any other new business? I have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Okay, Lonnie makes the motion. Carl seconds. Carl, second. Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, thanks, Lonnie. Take care.
Yep, you too.
All righty.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank
Paul.
You. Thank you.
Appreciate your hosting again.
I'm happy to be able to help.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
See you, Aaron. Thank you.